Worldwide Fund for Nature does important work keeping us flagged on all kinds of ecological issues, and one that I'm very concerned about and have been banging on about for many years is plastic pollution. And it's no surprise to find, according to data that they have released, that South Africa is a very bad offender in terms of land-based plastic getting into the ocean. We do not do well. 11th worst in the world. Whether that's specifically accurate doesn't matter. This is a list you don't want to be in the top 20 on. You don't want to be mentioned. We do not have a good history in how we use plastic and then how we do or don't recycle it and how we dispose of it. Lauren de Kock joins me now, project manager of WWF's South African Circular Plastics Economy Program. Lauren, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. These are grim numbers.
They are grim numbers, but I think that's the reality that we are in, and we definitely need more action around this issue in South Africa, not only in South Africa, but globally.
We need it here, and it's interesting. You call yourself circular plastics economy, and I think your proposed answer lies in that very concept, doesn't it? Just explain that to me. Just lost Lauren for now. I'm going to put it back to my producers just to check the line. She seems to have disappeared on us around circular plastics. Very important issue. We'll get back to Lauren de Kock in a moment or three. Let's see if we've established the line again now. Hello, Lauren. Are you back with me?
Hi, yes. Can you
hear me? Okay, that's better. Yeah, I lost you for a bit there. I'm sorry about that. Glitch in our system. Okay, just explain this concept of a circular plastic economy, which you're promoting.
So the circular plastics economy is about how we manage the plastic system. We acknowledge that this is not only a waste problem, but this is a systemic problem. So it goes right back to the production of virgin plastics and how we consume them. So we need interventions at each stage of the plastics life cycle. And if you look at the principles or the concepts of a circular economy, it's about designing waste out of the system at the start, so designing packaging or products that will never become waste. And it's about keeping the material at its highest value in the economy at all times. So that's when we look at reuse models. And then thirdly is that it's about regenerating natural systems. So if you look about the fact that we extract oil or coal to make virgin plastic, and then we just simply throw it away and it lands up in landfill, or it leaks into the environment and lands up into the ocean with all of those impacts, you know, that's not regenerating our natural system. So if we keep plastic in a circular economy or circulating in the system, then it will not have those negative impacts that our current plastic system has.
And the thing that I bang on about, just using less of the stuff in the first place. Don't use plastic, especially single-use plastic.
Well, that's been confirmed by quite a bit of research globally and locally around, you know, we need to reduce our production and consumption of plastic, and that will have the biggest impact in slowing down the leakage of plastic into the marine environment. So definitely reducing our use of plastic, not using it simply just to use it once and then to throw it away, but to try and keep it in the system and you know, putting actions in place like reusing it, like putting deposit return schemes in, putting legislation in that, you know, consumers would bring the plastic back into the system. And most importantly, designing the packaging and the plastic so that it is circular is very important.
Where's the big leak? Where's the big problem in terms of specifically stuff getting into the ocean? Is it via stuff dumped into rivers? I talked to Tanya Mulholland, who's got a major project going on the Liesbeck River and how much plastic she collects there every weekend. Is that our main source of plastic going into the ocean from South Africa?
So our main source of plastic, if you look at the applications, is packaging. And, you know, one of the most problematic packaging is food packaging. So we're in a bit of a conundrum because, you know, we use plastic packaging to extend the shelf life of food and to keep it fresh for longer. But on the other hand, you know, what do we do with it afterwards? Most of it cannot be recycled currently. We cannot take it back to the store to refill it with another product or the same product. So, you know, we put it in our bins, hoping it will be recycled. But a lot of people in South Africa don't even have a bin to put it in. They don't have a recycling drop-off point. And that's where we have a problem that, you know, a lot of it lands up in open dumps. or it gets littered and then it does land up in the environment. But again, this is not only a waste problem, it's how we design these, it's how we offer products to consumers on the market that also has to be addressed.
But do we know specifically how it gets into the ocean? I understand how it gets into our environment broadly. You see litter everywhere, and I know the landfill program isn't that well run or that substantial, but what is the main source, do we know, of plastic getting into the ocean from South Africa? Is it via rivers?
Coastal cities, it's via river systems, and if you look at our main urban centres where most plastic is consumed, a lot of it is brought into the ocean via rivers and wastewater systems. If you look on the beach, there's a lot of items such as cotton buds and items that are flushed down the toilet that, okay, that cannot be caught up. And yeah, so it's basically our river systems that take it there. There is some littering on beaches, but that's not the majority of or the main source.
This is a different issue. Lauren, I don't know if you have the answer. It's a fairly obvious one, though. Dawn on the WhatsApp line raises it. Disposable face masks, are they in this category, and are they posing an additional problem?
I mean, face masks are necessary. If you can, rather use a reusable face mask. If you are using a disposable one, try and use it a few times before you dispose of it. But, I mean, try and dispose of it responsibly if you can. I mean, if you have, collection systems, they cannot be recycled or anything like that, unfortunately. But yes, they are posing a big problem because of more people are using them. And I mean, it's understandable. We are in the middle of a pandemic still, so they are necessary. But yeah, unfortunately, we just need to dispose of them properly and use them responsibly.
Lauren, thank you very much indeed. Lauren de Kock, Project Manager for WWF South Africa's Circular Plastics Economy Program. Just have that concept in mind. The plastic must be circular, which doesn't mean it has to be round. It means if it comes to you, it's got to go back to where it came from in some way, shape, or form. Don't absolve yourself of responsibility for either not buying the thing in the first place or making sure it's disposed properly in the second instance.